All right, welcome back. Second half hour of tonight's Sweet 16 show. You know, hopefully next Monday will be the Final Four show. But at any rate, Hoos, as we said, Friday night, 7:10 tip, playing in Chicago, the United Center, I guess where the Chicago Bull play, as well as the Blackhawks. So the Windy City, where the Hoos will, I'm sure they'll be leaving, I would think, on Wednesday, so they can get out there Thursday for a little practice and the required NCAA press conferences and all that kind of stuff. But you know, the nice thing about it is these guys, as you said earlier, they've been to the tournament now three straight years, so that they're a little bit accustomed to what's coming. But the press intensity increases each weekend that you progress. So it's little more intense this week than it would have been even last week at the first and second round.
That's no big deal. These Wahoos are ready for that.
Hey, well, no, I'm sure they're ready for it, but it's just a little different, because you're getting closer to the ultimate prize here.
They just got to have a better start in this next game. This is the game against these Cyclones. The Virginia Cavaliers need to start strong. Dictate early. Don't give me any of this 23, 24, 25 points.
Particularly
first,
on the offense. It'd be nice to have the second half offensive efficiency right from the get-go on Friday night.
You know, you're not expecting to blow them out, but I do think Virginia could work the offense a little bit better in the first 5, 6, 7 minutes of the game and let these guys know right away that the Wahoos mean business.
Well, part of it, I think, you have to take your hat off Butler. I think played a very good defensive game and forced Virginia, especially in the first half, to take perimeter shots, and Cavs weren't making that many from the perimeter. It was really only in the second half. Brogdon, in particular, figured out a way to attack the seams of the Butler defense and get to the rim.
Get the ball down low to Gill and Toby.
And that was...
Holy moly. Toby was only 5 for 5. Only 5 for 5 in 9 minutes. Guess what? Butler didn't have anybody that could guard him down low.
Well,
that's a fact.
The problem is Butler didn't have anybody that Toby could guard either. That's the reason he didn't play anymore.
Well, the big man went outside, and
you know the big man went by him like Toby was nailed to the floor.
The guy made two long bombs, if you remember correctly, and that's when Bennett made the adjustment. But
key there is not even Isaiah Wilkins, who is pretty athletic and is not bad at guarding people on the perimeter.
He hadn't guarded him either.
Isaiah couldn't do it either, and that was the reason for the switch to the four guards, which was successful.
I think we should have put one of the cheerleaders on that guy and distracted him. Yeah. All right.
Whatever works.
All right. Let's talk about Bronco Mendenhall press conference today, huh? Yep. Spring practice begins tomorrow. Coach Mendenhall has determined that the Cavaliers, through the last, 8, 9 weeks, did a great job in the weight rooms and in the fitness training, and over 90% of the players graduated to participate in spring practice. So it begins tomorrow at 8 a.m. So I got a funny feeling these practices are going to be a little bit like boot camp, because Coach Mendenhall believes in over preparing.
I think they'll be regimented.
And he's instead of watching the weightlifting routines and the running exercises, now he's going to be participating as a coach and actively in their ear. And I bet you're going to...
Well, the key for Virginia football, and you know this better than I do, the personnel, but you know, it's not like the cupboard is bare. Now, obviously, Coach Mendenhall has talked a lot about the need to improve and enhance the offensive and defensive lines.
Well, he talks about the interior lines today quite a bit, and he wants them to be dominant. It's funny. He used the word dominant 2 or 3 times, and he said that's where the focus has got to be.
Well, every football coach says the games are won in the trenches, so, I mean...
It isn't like a revelation, but the way in which Coach Mendenhall talked about recruiting and development... He was speaking to the fact that the team really needs a lot of attention there. He likes the skill players. I think he's pretty happy with Matt Johns at quarterback, and by virtue of the fact that he allowed Matt Johns to do a one-on-one with the media today just before the main press conference with Tony Bennett. He understands that Johns is a competitor. He's smart. He's bright. He's reasonably agile. He's not built like the running back that Taysom Hill was at Brigham Young.
Right.
But you know what?
Different style of quarterback.
But you know what? I think he likes his arm strength and he likes his decision making. The problem is he knows the offensive line has to protect him better, and he knows that the team did not protect Johns all that well last year, particularly against the better teams.
Well, Matt Johns is probably not the prototype that Bronco will recruit as a future quarterback, but certainly he has the capability of leading the Virginia team next year to a successful season, which is what we all want.
Well, I like his comments today. I think there's a lot of optimism now. The coaching staff, I think, has gotten acclimated over the last 90, 95 days with the kids. And I think the kids have worked hard. Mendenhall today talked about unity. He said the players have rallied around and accepted and embraced and excelled at giving their best. So I see big potential there.
And my guess is the players are frustrated too, because, you know, what the heck, they want to win. You know, nobody wants to lose. So I think they want to turn around the success ratio of Virginia football and move from there. But I think we got the coach on the line right now.
All right, we're excited tonight to have Dustin Taylor. He's a relatively new coach to the Virginia tennis program, in that he's only been there about a year and a half, I believe. He spent 4 years prior to that with the USTA, working particularly in player development, where most of his energy after 2013 was devoted to facilitating the development of top collegiate players into top 100 rankings ATP and WTA. We're excited tonight to have Dustin Taylor. DT, welcome to Who's Talking.
Thank you for having me, Frank. How are you doing?
I understand you got pulled off the bench. Coach Boland had to take a little trip today, so we thank you for filling in as a super sub, if you will. And talk to us a little bit about this.
I do hope it was a heck of a trip since he blew off Who's Talking. You know, well, this is a great opportunity.
He's over in Greece, actually. I know he wouldn't miss this for anything, but he had to go on a recruiting trip late last night, and so I got the late call this afternoon and substitute in, and here we go.
We're delighted. Coach, talk to us a little bit about this beatdown that Virginia put on number 23 Florida State, 7-0 last weekend. Granted, it was up in Charlottesville, and I guess you guys were playing in Boar's Head due to the weather. But to sweep Florida State, a big ACC rival and a team that gets to practice every day in sunshine down there in Florida, talk to us a little bit about that triumph, and what does it mean for the Cavaliers this year?
Well, I think we got to thank the Hokies a little bit. They had a war with the Hokies on Friday, and we had a match against NC State Friday afternoon here at Schneider. It was beautiful on that Friday. Played a good match then. And then they came in yesterday, Florida State, coming off a win last weekend where they beat the number one team in the country at the time, North Carolina. And so we knew that they would believe it. It definitely, you know, caught our interest, and the boys really knew that they were going to have a fight on their hands. And they came out, and the benefit of us is that we practice indoors and we practice outdoors, and we see all four seasons down there in Florida. They're not indoors too much. Tallahassee's a little bit cooler, so they do have an indoor facility. But we got off to a quick start yesterday, and our track record against Florida State, we've had their number over the years, but you know, it's a different Florida State this year, especially after beating the one team in the country. So yesterday was a huge step in the right direction for the guys, and a lot to take away as we move into, you know, the bulk of the ACC schedule and then onward to the ACC tournament and hopefully the NCAAs.
You know, I think the team you're referring to are the Tar Heels down in Chapel Hill. Coach, does the team feel somewhat relieved maybe not to have the 140-match win streak hanging over their head and that all the pressure that goes with that? That's part A of the question. Part B, the Cavaliers won a huge match out there and beat Oklahoma 4-3 recently. So did that match also get the Wahoos back on track and help them regain their swagger?
Yeah, referring to the streak, I as much as you try to keep it off their minds, off the players' minds, and it's all about, you know, today and the consistency of the program and showing up and representing the orange and blue day in and day out, And that's obviously a testament to the streak and what Coach Bolin has done over the last, 14 years. This is his 15th year. Is the biggest thing that he preaches is just consistency on a day-to-day basis. And, that streak definitely loomed over the heads of the players. And certainly when I came in as a coach last year, your first year as a coach, you don't want the streak to end on your first year or your first match or your first season. And, it ended up being the second season. So, it certainly takes the pressure off a little bit of the guys. And it was a streak that we really celebrated. It's 140 matches. I think it's dating back to 2008 in the ACC. And with how tough the ACC has gotten now, four teams in the top 16 in the country last year made the Sweet 16. Just a huge testament to all the players that came through the program. It was something really to celebrate, and it was a bummer to lose it in the national indoor final. But if you're going to lose it, it's not a bad place to lose it. Being that it's a final and it's not just some random regular season match, and it's to the now. Well, they're back to number two this week, and we're back to number one. But to at the time, a pretty good North Carolina team, and then moving on to Oklahoma, that was a good test. Really good. It was our second outdoor match. We got to Tulsa, where they're hosting the NCAAs. We got to play Tulsa there on Thursday night. And then, it gave us a great opportunity to get ready for OU on Saturday. They're a great team, well-coached team. John Roddick, Andy Roddick's brother, has been at the helm for, I think it's maybe his sixth season. And, they've only been on the up and up. So, winning that match outside, against the team that we faced in the NCAA final last year, it definitely got the guys feeling good about themselves again, especially after taking, the loss at the national indoors. And then the following weekend, we went to Illinois a little shorthanded and took another loss there. So good to get back on track. And then I think, this past weekend was really, we blanked North Carolina or NC State and then yesterday Florida State. So the guys are feeling pretty good about themselves, but they know they got a lot of work ahead of them.
We're visiting with assistant tennis coach Dustin Taylor. Coach, you mentioned that Coach Bolin is on a recruiting trip. I'm just kind of curious. Virginia's become not an elite tennis program, probably the tennis program in the United States, and recruiting has got to be the number one factor. What kind of kids are you looking for that fit the Virginia mold from a tennis program standpoint?
We obviously love to have Americans. There's no doubt about that, but it's always fun to mix in, a couple foreign players that bring in a different perspective, bring in a different upbringing and a different, way of training and just a whole different dynamic to the team. So, this year we have two foreign players. Right now one of them's injured. Otherwise, he's typically in the starting lineup. So right now we're as college tennis is seen, having six Americans. Last year we had five of our six were Americans. So, we're obviously looking at the Americans. We want to have homegrown talent. We want to have, last year we had three guys from the DC area. We had a player from North Carolina. So we love to keep them from around here. There's obviously a sense of pride when, you grow up in Virginia and you go to Virginia. So, if we can get any of those young men, we want them. And then obviously the character aspect, when you get the opportunity to be the number one team, like Coach Bolin's had, then you can really try and get the full package. When you're trying to break into the elite, sometimes you take, the tougher kid, but the more talented ones. And I think Coach Bolin's at a stage of his career where, we're looking for the full package and we're looking for, character first young men that want to, obviously make the most of their tennis, want to be professionals, but they also take the classroom really seriously.
Guys like Somdev and Mitchell.
Somdev, Mitchell. What a lot of people didn't know is last year, I think the team GPA last spring was a 3.39, which was the highest in, I think, UVA men's sport history. And, huge testament to, the guys that Coach Bolin brought in, and I just showed up, to be honest. But to have that sort of success in the classroom and then have it carry over to the court is really special. So yeah, we want the full package, no doubt about that. And you know, tennis certainly has a number of kids out there that have that, but you got to get the program to a point where you can get the pick of the litter, you know, which Coach Bullen has almost gotten to.
Well, Coach, obviously you guys are doing a lot of things very, very well, winning a couple of national championships and always contending year in, year out, ever since Brian has been there. We wish you the best of luck in your endeavors with the Cavaliers, and you know, keep working with you know, Shane and the boys, and keep pushing them. I hope that they can find a way to get back to the you know, the championships and really compete for a title again. But
and thanks for pinch hitting tonight. Although pinch hitting, that's not a tennis term, is it?
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it. Well, hopefully you can get the real deal. Coach Bullen on the phone next time.
I know. Listen, I think you did very well. Listen, we thank you, and we're going to jump to break now, and when we come back on the other side, Hobbo and Frank, we're going to break down the NCAA Sweet 16. So stay with Who's Talking.